Lisa and Kev sometimes drop their bundle. But you can pick up savings by bundling your services on one bill at the Telstra stores Albury and Wodonga.
It started on Monday with Kev reminiscing about a misspent youth travelling to school on the bendy bus.
Talk about misspent going to school, let me tell you. Could have been doing better things with my time. No, joking. Kids, get an education.
Seriously. But on the bus, the bus just to and from school is, look, it's fun.
Yeah.
It is fun.
And can also be terrible.
Yeah. You will, depending on whether you're on the inner or the outer or whatever. Yeah. But so you were clearly, you had a bendy bus that did your school route.
Yeah.
And I bet you always sat on the turntable.
We'd try. Yeah. Everyone would race and you'd throw your backpack down the alleyway of the bus trying to, so if your backpack got there before you, didn't reserve the spot.
Is that true? That's so funny.
It's all in my, I can see it happening
just
still to this day.
See your lunch going askew in the backpack.
There was Luke, there was Anthony, I think Mark used to jump in there as well, trying to get, we were all fired over this one particular seat.
That's so funny. So then the bendy buses were out of commission. I think part of the reason being that kids used to throw their backpack down the bus, they decided it was a bit dangerous. And no more bendy buses, which is a bit sad.
Very sad.
And there were two of them on the border, so we decided, geez, what happened to them? They're pretty big. You couldn't, like, just hide them.
Mind you, though, kids have sacrificed the bendy bus for air conditioning these days.
Yeah, fair enough. Fair trade. But we decided we wanted to find at least one of the bendy buses.
And the sad news came yesterday from Sims Metal that the one that Wodonga had purchased a few years back, it actually got scrapped through Sims Metal at least 2 years ago from their recollection, which means there must only be one more somewhere on the border. We were given the advice that it was on the Murray Valley Highway, about half a K to a K max, no further than Ebden, past Boat Haven.
So there we went yesterday, intrepidly in the River Runner trying to find it. We went very slowly. I had to pull over several times to let cars pass because we were crawling along to make sure we did not miss the bendy bus.
And Captain Cole Cairn has been a good source of information in the past.
Yeah.
And we rang him on the spot. We said, mate, you're saying things. It's not here.
You've given us a bum steer. Where is it?
He said they've moved it. But development on 132710. How are you, Janie?
Good, thank you. I've just been listening. About your bendy bus, and I just rode past that one on the highway.
Oh, did you?
So it's still there?
It's still there. I drive past it every day.
How close to Boat Haven is it? Is it within a kilometre or is it a bit further than that?
It's a bit further than a kilometre.
Oh, okay. So we just didn't drive far enough.
No, you've got the Ebden Reserve.
Yeah.
Is the first one. You go up to the second one, which is Ludlow.
Yep.
And it's just past Ludlow.
Okay. Does it look like it's in good nick, or does it look like it's been left to fall to bits?
Well, I think I do see sometimes some young people camping there, like they'd roll out an awning off the bus.
Ah.
And,
oh, wow.
Yeah, there's like a little triangle block of land that it's on.
So somebody must own that land and has put that on there.
Yeah.
Jeez, what a great little camping place.
Call us anytime. This is Colin's done. How are you?
Oh, bloody beautiful, mate. Bloody beautiful.
Yeah, what do you know?
Hey, mate, I got an idea for you.
Yeah, yeah.
This bendy bus.
Yep.
You've been talking about buying a caravan. I reckon that'll be the go.
Yeah, I reckon I could have at least another 10 kids in that, couldn't I?
I reckon you could have. You could stack them three high.
The dog. Imagine it, like the Partridge Family.
Hope Maddie can't hear this.
The Poulton tour bus.
Instead of the Partridge Family, how good is that?
The Poulton Family. Off they go. You're going to have your own theme song? Come on, let's get happy. Da-da. Yeah.
I bet you these other half wouldn't be terribly happy. No,
if you're stacking children three high. No. I bet you'd be scowling.
Good on you, Colin. Thanks for having a laugh at my expense.
Thanks, Colin.
Yeah.
See you, mate.
Bye.
105.7 The Rivers, Louisa and Kev. Give them a call. 132710.